Guess what time it is? Youthcast time. And I'm Molly Adams. Sometimes you'll walk into a party, a meeting, maybe even a classroom, anywhere where you don't know many people or even anyone, and your jaw tightens up, your stomach starts feeling a little ill. And it's not that you don't want to talk to anyone, it's just that you don't know how. What if you say something stupid? What will they think of you? The thing is, though, for most of us, we can take a few breaths, grab some snacks, find a friendly face, and manage to forget that insecurity in a few minutes, or at least cover it up enough. For some people, though, the tight jaw, the sick stomach, it's how they feel all day. It never gets any easier.
It can make you feel bad about yourself if other people seem to have a better life than you.
Libby Donovan of Blunt Youth Radio has a friend like this, Caitlin. Caitlin is so shy, people at school think she can't talk. Libby interviewed Caitlin for her piece Secret Life of a Shy Girl to find out why her friend acted like two different people when she was at school and when she was at home. This is a cool interview. Listen to how Caitlin warms up to the mic after a minute or two, going from a protective stutter to ending the conversation with some of her honest and innermost, albeit them dark, thoughts. Keep listening after this piece is over. I called Libby in her dorm room at Smith College in Massachusetts, where she is majoring in engineering, and we talked about the piece. So without further ado, here is Secret Life of a Shy Girl by Libby Donovan of Blunt Youth Radio.
People think of teens as loud and rowdy, but my best friend Caitlin definitely isn't one of those teenagers.
I'm very shy, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
Do you see shy as being a problem?
Sometimes it is, because you can't do anything about it. So it's like really hard. It's like a fear.
Is that naturally how you are, or is there another reason that you're really shy?
I've always been shy, so I guess it's natural. I think I'm shy because when I was little, I was never really around people. So now it's like I'm still shy and I can't get over it.
Do you wish that you weren't shy?
Sometimes I do, because then I could, like, speak up and be crazy.
You're definitely crazy when you're around me. Like, what's different between when you're at school and people think that you almost can't talk and when we're just hanging out?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm comfortable. I know the person. And the other people, I don't really know.
So when you do have to interact with people, like, how do you make yourself do it even though you feel really uncomfortable?
I don't know. I push myself to try not to be shy. But I know inside it hurts. Just work hard.
What do you mean it hurts inside when you're... What do you mean by that?
It's just, like, difficult to find the right words to say. Like, I fear that, like, the shyness. I feel like if I do talk, I'll say something stupid and people are like, oh, look at that idiot, she's stupid.
I don't think anyone would think you're stupid. I mean, do you think people think you're stupid?
Sometimes I do, because I'm not really one of those popular freaks or whatever.
What do you mean, popular freaks?
Like, the people that are in sports teams and, like, have a lot of friends and, like, they're, like, fashion and makeup and think they're all that.
Why did you call them freaks, though?
Because they are. They think they're all like that, and they're all like narcissistic and stuff, and they love themselves.
How do you go through high school if you don't even you don't like popular people? You just don't like want to talk to people. Like, I mean, high school must really suck, right? I mean, it does, but for you particularly, like,
it doesn't suck. I can get my work done. I try hard to get good grades. I don't know. I just like being by myself.
What do you usually do on a normal day?
I'll come home, practice my instrument, read, write. I have like 7 stories I'm writing. It's mostly like where my ideas are. My stories are basically what I think is like myself talking to others. But it's my own characters.
So you definitely use writing as an outlet instead of talking to people?
Yeah. Because the writing is what I feel like my characters, I base them, some of them are about what I feel and what I should be, but I've been shy so long, I don't know if I could actually see myself as someone who's very talkative. I just think I was born into a world that I don't think I belong. But we don't get to pick who we are, we're just who we are. God made us this way, I guess. If there is a God, sometimes I think there isn't a God. He's crazy to make me like this, though.
Reporting for Blunt Youth Radio, this is Libby Donovan.
Hey, Libby.
Hi.
Hey, it's Molly.
Hey, Molly.
How's it going?
It's good. You sound terrible, though. Like, your sound is weird.
I am talking through a microphone coming through the board. I also have a cold. What was the beginning of this piece? What made you think of interviewing Caitlin?
I kind of took it on as like a pet project because I don't know. I always kind of wanted to interview people that, like, a lot of my friends are shy, and I kind of wanted to interview people that nobody else really talks to, just to see what they had to say, you know? Because you have to really be, like, on friendly terms with someone who's really shy to get them to tell you anything, really. And I was kind of amazed that when I got a microphone in front of Caitlin, she just started talking, like...
Do you consider yourself kind of shy? Like, why do you have so many friends who are shy?
I think that I feel really shy in a lot of situations. In a lot of different situations, but I kind of will get over that if no one else is willing to be the person who's outgoing. But I feel like if I'm surrounded by other outgoing people, I'm definitely willing to take the back seat of like the shy person.
How has she felt about this piece being on the radio? I mean, I just realized like we're talking about someone who's very private.
I am not entirely sure that she has ever heard the whole thing. I know she knows that I did the interview, and I know she knows I did the piece, and even one of my English teachers asked me, like, what I do at radio, because I always used to ditch class last year to do radio things instead of go to my English class, and so that teacher had heard the piece and talked to Caitlin about it, and Caitlin didn't really know what to do about it, because I don't think she had heard it herself.
You made this last summer, right? Or 2 summers? How long ago was that? When I was at Blunt?
Yeah, it was when you were at Blunt.
And Claire was really pressing you to, Claire Holman was really pressing you to expand it and do more with it. Do you still want to do that?
Well, when I do radio pieces, I usually like to do them and then be done with it. And that's what I really like about Blunt, is we can just do it, play it on the radio, and you're done with it. You don't have to keep going back and re-editing. I mean, I think that I should have interviewed other people who were shy to, like, compile a bunch of opinions, and that I think that might have made an interesting piece. But I think that I really like what I got out of Caitlin, and I don't know, I just re-listened to the piece before you called, so
What did you notice about it in re-listening to it?
I noticed that, you know, Caitlin was a little bit overdramatic, and I noticed, like, how big of an impact and how, like, I can't believe, like, the last thing that she says is, like, so intense.
Because it ends the piece on such a heavy note that you think that, like, she's going to kill herself the next day.
No. I don't think she's that kind of person. And actually, like, 5 minutes later, the ice cream truck went by for, like, the fifth time. And we started, like, running around screaming about how the ice cream truck should stop driving by our house. So, I mean, it's just, like, the intense moment. Like, when I got the microphone in front of her, she became, like, a little overdramatic, but also just had someone to talk to. You know, she could talk to the microphone.
Do you think she was... Like, she sounded so comfortable with who she was, and then at the same time so uncomfortable with who she was.
Yeah, I feel like that, like, she's come to terms with who she is, but that's not who she wants to be, I think, is exactly, like, the way she thinks of herself. I also think that we don't go to the same school anymore. She's going to a different college, and I think she's gotten a lot better now. Just because she's been forced into the situation of college and she's had to find new friends and do things for herself. And I think that she's gotten a lot better.
What do you think are things that make people, make teenagers in particular, young people, so shy like that?
I think it is people who seem to have all their stuff together, like people who seem to have, like, either the really smart people who know they're going to go to this school and they already have their life planned out, those people make you feel really shy. And it's the people that seem to just have fun all the time. And you're like, why am I not that person? And that makes you feel bad about yourself. And I remember the people in my school, and they weren't mean or anything, but they just always seemed to have fun, and they were always invited to parties, and me and Caitlin just never did any of that stuff. It can make you feel bad about yourself if other people seem to have a better life than you. Not to say our life was bad, but, like, we didn't have a social life or anything.
Well, thank you so much, Libby.
Okay.
And have fun in class this afternoon.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Please check out the YouthCast blog at youthcast.org. We have some neat-o web-only features, including a new segment where I'm interviewing professional radio makers who have been at it since they themselves were youngs. You can also hit us up on Facebook, real easy, facebook.com/youthcast. There you'll find microactivities and links to cool internet stuffs. I'm Molly Adams, and this has been YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.